Mark Hogenkamp was assaulted outside a bar and left brain damaged. The world he ultimately created to cope with his trauma and his new life is the subject of a 2010 documentary titled Marwen Call. Marwen Call is the name of a fictional World War II-era Belgian town that Hogenkamp built as a 1/6 scale model, populating the town with dolls representing himself, his neighbors, and various Nazi officers, buxom women, and Steve McQueen. The movie shows how Hogenkamp creates various scenarios for the characters in his town to act out, often involving German attacks, elaborate murders, and bar fights. Not content simply to live in this fantasy world, though, Hogenkamp then takes gorgeous cinematic photos of these events, documenting every occurrence in Marwen Call. But this barely begins to look into the depth of Hogenkamp and his story. There are layers upon layers here, and at least one jaw-dropping plot development in the town of Marwen Call that causes the entire movie to fold back on itself, like the snake that eats its own tail. Another film, equally extraordinary, is a 2011 movie from Thailand that deals with the ultimate transition, the passage from life to death. The movie is called Uncle Bunmi, who can recall his past lives, and it follows a man who's dying from kidney failure and who's periodically visited by members of his family who've passed on before him. This isn't some Dickens Christmas Carol-type ghost story, though. Bunmi's dead wife shows up without any real revelations, and his dead son appears as a hairy, red-eyed ape creature. There's not exactly a conventional plot, and the film moves at a glacial pace, but it treats life and death in a way that's not very familiar to Western audiences, and it contains some glorious sequences. It's a curious movie, but completely engrossing, and, like Marwen Call, different from anything you've seen before. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes la, vem.